Heute dein Englisch?
Wieder zu deinem kroatischen Chapter-Retreat kommen, da muss ich gut Englisch lernen bis dahin.
Musst du bis da fit sein. Da muss man. Wir haben halt Gäste aus Mumbai da. Dankeschön, Dankeschön. Gopati, du sprichst ja Englisch, kein Problem, ne? Advaita Gadadhari, wie ist es mit deinem Englisch? Du verstehst auch Englisch, oder? Ja. Ich schaue ich mal die Batterie. Wie ist mit. Ich glaube, ja. Und Monika so und so. Die ist praktisch eine Engländerin. Wie ist es mit deinem Englisch? Ist okay? Ja. Okay, dann scheint mir das alle. Die Bodies können alle. Ja. Ja, ich sehe, das ist eine eindeutig englisch sprechende Versammlung. Und zum Trost, also wenn man nicht so gut in Englisch ist, werden wir im Anschluss eine Dia pilgern. Und da geht man mit dem Herzen. Gut. Jaya, Nityananda Sahodito, Chitro Shando Tamo Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namaste Saraswati Shri Krishna Shivashadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Krishna Krishna
Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare Hare
Krishna Krishna Hare Hare
Hare Rama
Hare Rama
Rama Rama Hare Hare
Rama Rama Hare Hare
Vielen From this morning we learned that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught a very, very, very intense way of being together with Krishna. It is possible to be together with Krishna through strong feelings of separation. Now this is a new concept for us in this material world. When we feel separated, we are not together, but we are apart. No? If a man is separated from those he loves, he's usually apart and not together with them. Or if a But here we learn in spiritual life that the state of separation, technically called vipralamba, is a means to attain that which is far away from us. And this is so because Krishna and the memory of Krishna is on the absolute platform. If you remember Krishna, you are actually together with Krishna. You may be outwardly, that is, through your existence, separate from Krishna. You may feel you are in this world and Krishna is in the spiritual world. But if you absorb your mind and your being in the memory of Krishna, then this difference, if you so want, is überbrückt und aufgehoben. Or in English, the separation is overcome. Now, because this is a concept which is even difficult for most of us to think, I want to tell you a little bit, based on Brihadbhagavatamrita, what actually is the state of vipralamba. In the first part of Brihadbhagavatamrita, it's in the seventh chapter, Narada Muni arrives in Krishna's town on this earth, Dvarakapuri. Narada Muni had been on a search. He wanted to find out the devotee of Krishna who is most blessed, who has the maximum amount of mercy from Krishna. And he went from one devotee to the next. He saw a Brahmana, he visited in his search all the great devotees, Shiva, Brahma, Shiva, everyone, Prahlad, the Pandavas. And finally, he wished to find the Yadus, that is the personal associates of Lord Krishna, in his town Dvaraka. He had heard that the Yadus are the greatest of Krishna's devotees because they constantly associate with him. They dine with him. They see him every morning when he leaves his 16,000 palaces and goes to the Sudama Assembly Hall, and there in one form rules. So Narada Muni arrives in that mystical place, Dvarakapuri, and he's so absolutely intoxicated with love for Krishna that he stumbles like a man who is drunken and possessed through the streets of Dvaraka, going into the direction of Krishna's of one of Krishna's palace. And he just follows the pathways. Arrives finally at the terrace of Krishna's palace, where all the important Yadu members sit together and have a discussion. They discuss a great problem, because on this morning Krishna has not awoken from the bed. He's still in the bed. And he's not just lying like you. He is crying. And is calling the gopis, 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 the names of Krishna, and Vrindavan, and Vrindavan, and Vrindavan. He feels so much separation from his dear devotees in Vrindavan, and that he calls out their names. So here are Krishna's devotees, and Krishna is lying in his bedroom and crying, and the devotees don't know how to act. And finally Krishna gets out of bed, and with eyes which are red, because he cries for his dear devotees, Krishna comes out of the bedroom and meets the Yadus on the terrace. So then there is a discussion. And Balaram and everyone says, Krishna, you are crying for your devotees in Vrindavan, and the devotees in Vrindavan cry for you. If this goes on, your devotees in Vrindavan who have lost your association will certainly die. And then Balaram says, well, the way they will die is they will be devoured by a great forest fire. Even the forest of Vrindavan is becoming dried out in separation from you. Even the trees want you back. And they become dried out and dry and dry. And because the forest of Vrindavan is so dry, it's likely that there will be a forest fire. The devotees themselves are not likely to die from starvation. They don't eat anything since you have left them, but the devotees, they are likely to die within that forest fire. And then someone asked, but how do they keep alive if they don't eat anything? Then Balaram says, very simple. Every day they drink the nectar of your names. This is how, as a devotee, you can keep alive even in difficult times, even in times of frustration and discouragement. You can drink the nectar of Krishna's names. Those who don't learn to drink the nectar of Krishna's names, although they are separated from Krishna, will become materialists, because they will need to take shelter somewhere in order to survive the terrible separation from Krishna. And those who do not take shelter in Krishna's name, they will take shelter in the material energy, the money and the hopes to be successful with career, and the laughter of their friends and partners, and so on. But what they think is a relief is actually their greatest enemy. It brings them away, further away from Krishna. So When Krishna hears that his devotees in Vrindavan who long for him so much, when Krishna hears that, and that they might die in a forest fire, Krishna is tormented. He cries very loudly in a beautiful voice, and the tears are so strong that they wash away the mascara which is in his eyes. Finally, he falls down onto the ground and rolls on the ground, crying for his dear devotees in Vrindavan. What to do now? God rolls on the ground and loses his consciousness because of love of God, love for his devotees. This is a serious problem. In Christianity, I think we have never heard that God falls from his throne with his white hair, big beard, and rolls on the in the clouds. You know, there is no dust in Christianity. There are only clouds. That's a shocking news, you know. Lord Krishna rolls on the ground. Balaram joins him. And for a moment, Krishna loses his consciousness. Now Brahma, the creator of the universe, has seen all this from the clouds. Krishna, crying for his dear devotees, rolling on the ground. And he knows he has to make an arrangement. I mean, God has to remain God and be in charge, you know. So he calls Garuda, the carrier of Krishna and Balaram, and Garuda puts Krishna and Balaram on his back and flies them to a place in Dwaraka which is called Nava Vrindavan, the new Vrindavan. It's a replica. In Deutsch heißt Replika so etwas wie ein Ebenbild, eine zweite Schöpfung.
Ein Klon,
sagt man heute in der Computersprache. Ja, das klingt so nicht. Also von dem ursprünglichen Vrindavan. It's the same garden but rebuilt. And there, Krishna is transported to this place, and Garuda puts him and Balaram down. Balaram wakes up first, and he understands we are no longer in the town. Where are we? Well, this looks like Vrindavan, and he understands. Oh yes, for emergencies, when Krishna is so much yearning to go back to his devotees in Vrindavan, we have created this emergency place, a rebuild, so to say. So he quickly gets up before Krishna gets up. He finds a cowherding dhoti, you know, the special dress of Vrindavan, and a chatter, and quickly dresses Krishna up. And when Krishna wakes up, he sees I'm no longer in the palace. I'm in the forest. This looks like Vrindavan. My dress. Phew, I'm in Vrindavan. It was only a bad dream that I left Vrindavan and became the king of Dwaraka. Oh, God. So Krishna is so happy that finally he's back home, so to say, in his very private place, that he jumps up and he sees mother, and then he sees a doll of his father and a doll of Mother Yashoda, and he says, "Wow, mother, I'm very, very sorry. I was sleeping very long and I had bad dreams, really bad dreams. I don't want to tell you. Don't worry, I will now go with my cows for cow herding. And on this doll of Yashoda, they have put some butter and a little sugar. I think we call it makan. So Krishna just snatches the butter, the sugar out of Yashoda's hand and says, "Thank you very much, mother. This will keep me going when I go for cow herding." And he eats it. I've taken a note here. He meets the friend. So finally, Krishna meets also a doll of Radharani and says, "Oh Radharani, did I offend you? Oh omniscient Radharani, you must know everything that happened today in my dream. I left Vrindavan in my dream and went elsewhere. In that distant place, I married many princesses who had been preparing to end their lives. And I was the father of many sons, grandsons, and great-grandsons. Anyways, I'm so happy that this is only a bad dream." You know, Krishna refers to his the time when he left Vrindavan and became a king as to a nightmare, because he's not in Vrindavan any longer. So, tonight at dusk I will return. Now I have to do my cow herding pastimes, and just wait for me. And then Krishna looks around, if anyone watches him, takes a few handful of flowers, throws them over Radharani, and again looks, and then quickly runs to Radharani, gives her a quick kiss, and retreats to the inner forests. So it's a wonderful story. Krishna finally finds out when he does the cow herding in this replica, in this new Vrindavan, he finds out something is wrong here. Because when he goes with his cows to let them drink from the Yamuna, he finds out it's not the Yamuna which is blue in the horizon, it's the ocean. When he looks at the shore of the ocean, he sees it's not Vrindavan, there are so many palaces. "Oh no, where am I?" And then Balaram says, "You are in your capital, Dvaraka. You have left Vrindavan because you have a mission. Your mission is to kill the demonic elements. And this you can't do from the beautiful Vrindavan forests. You have here your military and your all you need for your Paritranaya Sadhunam mission." Krishna, when he hears about his mission, the mission which made him, one of the missions which made him appear in this world to set Dharma again right, he switches in his mind and he is with his mission and it's all right. But then Krishna speaks a secret about Vipralamba, but because it's so loud and so diverted here, it's such a high spiritual subject, I don't know if I can tell it. It's difficult to preach high things in the Hare Krishna temple because we are such so loud and noisy. But I will nevertheless try. So Krishna says, "My dear devotees," he says, "it is true that when one is parted from those which one loves, This love makes one suffer within, as if from a blazing forest fire. This burning pain creates a remorse in the heart that further deepens into irrepressible sorrow. Thus one at first seems wretched. Krishna, in other words, talks about his feelings of being separated from Vrindavan, his feelings about being away from the gopis and his dear friends. And he says, it's true that when we think about those whom we love, then this feelings of separation makes us burn in our heart. Have you ever experienced this, that you did love some people and you were separated from them? Maybe Sridhar, from your little daughter, something like it, or the parents or friends in India. No, we have this experience, this in this world, when we are separated from people we love, we cry, and we also know in a spiritual sense. The many devotees have expressed their feelings of sadness which were arising from their separation from Krishna. You know, there are prayers which go like this. 1 hour has gone. 2 hours have gone. 6 hours have gone. A month has gone. Half a year has gone. And I have not yet seen my beloved Krishna. There are such expression of sorrow. So it's true, when you feel separated either from friends in this world or separated from Krishna, it can burn our heart almost like a fire which burns a tree from inside. No? But the misery of transcendental separation is only apparent. It means it only looks like misery. Even while outwardly showing many symptoms of mental pain, a person feeling viraha bhava, or the mood of separation, is absorbed in incomparable bliss. Thus the apparently wretched devotee is actually most fortunate. And here is the secret, my dear devotees. When you feel separated from Krishna, and you really enter that mood, all of a sudden the greatest bliss appears in the heart. And that's always a mystery. That's always a mystery. Here's a material example which may help you to clarify this point. Although the coldness of ice is the opposite to the heat of fire, ice placed on one's body may feel as hot as burning coal. Do you know, when you have a piece of ice and you put it on your body, you have the feeling, this is a piece of coal, burning coal on my body. But actually, it's not burning. The burning sensation from the ice is illusory. The coldness is the reality. Similarly, the pain of feeling separated from Krishna is an illusory pain. In reality, it is indescribable joy. I always say like this, and I will make it now a little simple. Imagine you are sitting before the door of God, and you feel, when is he coming? When is he coming? When is he coming? This when is he coming is the greatest joy. And you will see one day the door will open by this. Krishna consciousness means, I want to repeat it again, to be in the mood that you're sitting before the altar of Krishna. It may still be closed. The curtain may still be drawn, But it's only a matter of time before the curtain opens and you are able to see really deep inside what is behind the curtain. And already sitting there and knowing the curtain will open gives you the greatest satisfaction. It's almost as if seeing the beloved before you. Hare Krishna. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave a, and this is what I will say at the end, gave a very nice analogy of a devotee who thinks of Krishna in deep pangs of separation. The analogy is the analogy of a beggar. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, my mind has become a beggar. It is like it is a beggar who has left my body and he has gone to the land of Vrindavan. There, my mind knocks at the doors of those who are close to Krishna, the gopis, and asks them, you are always together with Krishna. You talk with Krishna, you laugh with Krishna, you play with Krishna. Can you please give me some remnants from what you have experienced? So this is a very high concept in Krishna consciousness, that in your mind you know you can't very easily approach Krishna directly, but you can go to Krishna's devotees. And once you are with Krishna's devotees, the result is that Krishna immediately accepts you. Once there was a devotee, his name was Govinda. He was already 80 years old and he understood, soon I'm going to die. He had worshipped Krishna his whole life, but Krishna had not revealed himself as of yet to him. So then Govinda was preparing himself in 1 week or 2 weeks, I will die, when he all of a sudden heard the great news. A wonderful and great devotee of Krishna had visited his village. And this devotee was a sannyasi. His name was, Radha Ishvara Swami. This Radha Ishvara Swami, it was known, he was sometimes talking directly with Krishna. Krishna gave him inspirations in his heart. So Radha Ishvara Swami was coming to the village of Govinda and asked all the people, where does Govinda live? He is soon dying. Bring me to Govinda. And the people brought him to Govinda, and Govinda received the Swami and saw the Swami had a huge book, a book like this. So after the Swami had sat down, Govinda asked him, what do you have in this impressive book? Radha Ishvara said, I have the names of all the friends of Krishna. These are all the great devotees who lived in this area. And I'm always reading the names because it gives me great encouragement. Oh, these are the ones who are close to Krishna. You have the book with their names. Can I just see? The Swami knew what was in Govinda's mind and he gave him the book. And Govinda looked and looked in the names, hoping to find one name, Govinda Das, his own name. He asked the Swami at the end, after he couldn't find his name, can you please tell me, is my name in this book? Am I recognized by Krishna as his friend? The Swami said, no. I have read this book many, many times. Your name is not there. Oh, and I am soon to die. My name is not there. I'm not even on the list of Krishna. What is my life worth? And Govinda has cried and cried and cried. And finally, he stopped crying because he remembered one word. The Swami asked him, "You have stopped crying?" "Yes, I have stopped crying," said Govinda Das. "Why have you stopped crying?" "I'm remembering. I may not be a direct friend of Krishna. Krishna may not have put me on a special list, but I'm the friend of his devotees. I'm close to the devotees who are close to Krishna. And I'm laughing. My life is a success." "Oh," said the Swami, "just wait one moment." He went into a deep meditation. And after 10 minutes he came out and said, "Krishna just told me I should write your name in the book on the first place." Because Krishna has said, "He who claims to be directly my devotee is not my devotee, but he who is the devotee of my devotee, he is my devotee." So when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "My mind has become a beggar, it has left my body, it has gone to Vrindavan, it has knocked at the doors of all the gopis who are so dear to Krishna and relish his pastimes. And I have, my mind asked them for some remnants. Can you tell me something about Krishna? You are close to Krishna." When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave this analogy, he in effect said, "If you want to get Krishna, go to the devotees of Krishna. Hare Krishna." So I have today tried to talk to you on the spiritual secret. I have made it short because this is a subject matter of a whole seminar. The seminar is called Hot Ice, Cool Fire. It's a little mystical title, but it brings us into the right mood in which we can associate with Krishna. Here, to make my point very simple, is if you want to understand something of Krishna, you have to feel, first of all, that there is a lack in your life. You are separated from Krishna. When you enter into the mood of separation with Krishna, then you will be able to find Krishna very easily. It's a paradox in this world, but in the spiritual world, it's the most secure way for your spiritual fulfillment. Someone who keeps material life with great material satisfaction is not able to enter Krishna consciousness. Only someone who feels separated from Krishna and therefore goes to the devotees begging them for some remnants, some informations about Krishna, can find his goal in his spiritual life fulfilled. So having said this, I want to now take you on a journey. I want to take you away from Munich, away from your attachments, away from your daily life, Sridhar, away from your... and bring you to the land of Krishna. Just like Gauranga Mahaprabhu told, "My mind has become a beggar who has run to Vrindavan to get some news about Krishna." So today, because it's Ekadasi, we will also run to Vrindavan. Is that a good idea, Lalita Madhava Prabhu? We will run to Vrindavan. Gogopal, is this agreeable to you? We will leave Munich, cold Munich, cold with the ice cold winds of frustration, huh? And we will go to Vrindavan. Shridhar, is this a good idea? Yeah, so I request you to turn around. I need a bhajan band with me. Who is the, you are there? Who's a soft mridanga player? I believe you can control the volume of that. Yeah, if it has to be, it's possible. Good. Dayal Gauranga, could you please close the light in this beautiful office? Dan Keli Gamori is separating us from Gornitai. The bag of my of our mind. We'll go to Vrindavan. Gaurahari, you can come with your harmonium. That's very nice in Vrindavan. There is one devotee of Krishna, of Radharani, who writes everywhere the name of Radha, the dearest devotee of Krishna, Sri Radha, never forget. He wants to say, never forget Sri Radha. Very nice. On all trees you can find this, Sri Radha, never forget. Vrindavan is the land of Radharani. We should not forget.